Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
744, 16 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. We feel for our friends in Florida, and we'll talk, as a matter of fact, in the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to spend an hour with WWL Louisiana meteorologist Brooke Laser to talk about not only Milton, but she used to work in an area that was affected by Helene, and we're going to kind of trace that storm and take its path up through the United States and how it caused so much damage in Georgia and North Carolina. But right now we're joined by Dr. Mark Klein, Senior Vice President, Physician in Chief and Chief Medical Officer for Children's Hospital New Orleans, because they have a thing. They've been recognized as one of the world's best specialized hospitals for pediatrics. Good morning, Dr. Klein. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, Tommy. Good morning to you.
Thanks for taking the time. I'll remind everybody we will be doing our annual Children's Hospital Radiothon, as we do every year. They're still putting the details together on that, but we know how important Children's Hospital is to the community. And tell me about this distinction, if you will, Doc.
Well, we're proud to be recognized for the fourth consecutive year by Newsweek, actually, as one of the world's best children's hospitals. They do a survey of thousands of health professionals across the world. They also look at publicly available hospital quality metrics, results from patient surveys. Anyway, they put it all together, and they rank 250 hospitals across the globe. And here we are. We're the only hospital in Louisiana and this part of the Gulf South that is ranked as among the best children's hospitals in the world. And, you know, it's a million little things that lead to a ranking like this, but we're working hard to expand access to the services we provide, taking care of kids with the most complex and serious medical issues. We really feel that children should not ever have to leave the state of Louisiana for the care that they need. They should be able to get it right here at home, and we're doing our best to deliver on that promise.
I know you say a million different things, but talk about some, I know you can't go through a million of them, but talk about some of the things that makes Children's Hospital special and some of the things that you guys focus on.
Yeah, I think first and foremost, Tommy, I would say, you know, we are what is called a comprehensive freestanding children's hospital. That means we cover the waterfront. We do absolutely everything that there is to do. We have every available service for children. There is no specialty in pediatrics that we don't cover. If a child has a complex medical problem or a serious or life-threatening medical issue, this should be the place that they can go. There are other hospitals that call themselves children's hospitals that are more of a boutique nature. They do some things and not others. But we try to attend to medical problems in a very comprehensive and holistic way. We've been growing all of our services over the past number of years. We attracted about 40 new faculty physicians. In 2023 alone, we'll have about the same number joining us this year. These are best and brightest, really talented individuals from across the United States who are moving to New Orleans to be part of what we do. I think that's actually a kind of a spinoff benefit of all of this, is bringing a lot of talent to the city of New Orleans and the state of Louisiana. But that's really the thing, is the comprehensive nature of what we do and the fact that we're four kids and only four kids.
You know, when we are there for the Radiothon, one thing that always touches me and amazes me is the NICU department.
Yeah.
I was going to say NICU unit, but it is a neonatal intensive care unit. That's kind of like VIN number, right, doctor, where you put that extra letter in there.
Right.
Tell me about that,
right,
and the work you guys do with that, please.
Well, these are our most fragile patients, I guess. They're often very, very tiny, born prematurely and with other health issues, maybe congenital heart disease or some other kind of congenital anatomic problem of their intestines or their lungs or something else. So they are tiny and fragile, and the doctors and nurses who work in that unit are very adept at taking care of these tiny patients and nursing them along and growing them and feeding them and taking care of what other medical issues they have. And some of them stay a long time. They may stay a year or longer in some cases, reaching kind of a state of stability where they can be discharged home with their moms and dads. So, yeah, that's one of the most important things we do. But, you know, supporting that NICU, we have a really fabulous heart program, and we do a lot of congenital heart surgery here at the hospital, and then we have specialists in any other area you can name to support the NICU and every other area across the hospital.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The you mentioned moms and dads, and a very important part of what you do is treating the whole family, right? When it comes to, and I'm thinking, Doc, of the NICU, and, you know, here's the most precious thing as a parent you can possibly have, and you turn it over to people that, and this is everything to you. This is more valuable than anything you could ever win, own, buy, whatever, and you turn it over to them, and you trust it to them, but part of the care that you provide for the infant is also for the parents, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, they're inextricably linked, invariably, and so we've got a baby or a child that we're taking care of, but they have a mom and a dad, and they have siblings, and we've got to attend to the whole family because when health adversely affects a child, it adversely affects the entire family. We want that whole family to come out on the other side healthy and whole. And so, yes, we have services for the parents and for the kids, the other family members that are affected by this. And so and we address not just the physical health of babies and children, of course, but also their mental and emotional health as well, because those are also invariably linked.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back, because Children's Hospital Outreach, also when it comes to protecting kids, extends beyond the hospital. We'll talk about that when we return. We're talking to Dr. Mark Klein, Senior Vice President, Physician in Chief, and Chief Medical Officer for Children's Hospital New Orleans. It's October. December will be here before you know it. It'll be time for the Odyssey Children's Hospital Radiothon. More details on that as we put the event together. 7:51, 9 till 8. Traffic now, WWL. 7:56 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Dr. Mark Klein, Senior Vice President, Physician in Chief, Chief Medical Officer for Children's Hospital New Orleans. They've, once again, 3 years in a row, Doc, been recognized one of the world's best specialized hospitals for pediatrics. 3 years in a row, right?
Four
years in a row.
Yeah, this is our fourth year, Tommy.
And that's inside, that's stuff, we were talking about things you do inside the hospital, but recently, you know, you look at 11-year-old shot and killed in LaPlace. We had a 13-year-old in St. Bernard Parish fatally shot himself mishandling a gun. You had a 15-year-old shot to death along Bundy Road. Talk about some of the things that Children's Hospital is doing to address gun violence. And this is not political at all. This is just about teenagers getting killed is the only point I'm trying to make here. Doc, and pick it up there if you will, please.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, gunshots are one of the leading causes of death for children and adolescents in the United States today. And, you know, too many guns in the hands of kids who don't know how to handle them safely, and guns left unsecured. And so in partnership with the city of New Orleans, we've been distributing biometric gun safes. These this is a way of putting a gun away out of the hands of your kids, keeping them safe. These safes can be opened by fingerprint or by a number that can be coded in. We've distributed about 1,200 of these in the New Orleans community so far. We just got an additional $300,000 grant from the city of New Orleans to distribute 800 more. It's just a practical way, Tommy, of locking the gun away, making sure it's available to the adults who own it, but unavailable to kids who might happen upon it and find it and hurt themselves or hurt another child. And we see way too many kids with gunshots in our emergency department. We're the trauma center for children for the city of New Orleans, and we just see way too many of those, and every single one of them is tragic, and we'd like to prevent them to the extent that we can.
How do people find out more about that, Doctor?
They can go on to chinola.org, chinola.org, to find out more, or call the hospital and just ask about them. And we make them available at a number of community events, and they're free of charge. And we're happy to see them used. And the feedback we've gotten from the folks that have received them is that, you know, this is a practical way of securing a gun that seems to be acceptable to just about everybody.
Thank you, Doctor. God bless y'all. Go ahead. We only have about 20 seconds.
Yeah, Tommy, I was just going to say, you know, partnership is everything. I mentioned this partnership with the city of New Orleans, but, you know, with the schools, the work we do in the schools, and I'd be remiss if I didn't mention our two academic partners, Tulane University and LSU Health. We couldn't do any of what we do without all of our good partners.
Thank you, Doc. God bless you.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.